New figures showing Australia remains an attractive choice for international students has led to a call for reform to allow more of them to stay after they finish their studies. The data shows Australia takes 10% of all international university students in the OECD, with 21% of students in Australian universities coming from abroad, compared to 6% on average in the OECD. But most international students don't end up staying. Only 4% of foreign students were granted permanent visas in 2017. Associate Professor of Educational Assessment and Measurement at the School of Education, the University of New South Wales, Jihoon Lee, says we should do more to retain the talent we train rather than let it go overseas.
The problem is, after we train them, we lose them. Somehow the Australian government and the universities lose interest in them, as if our job is done and we get money from them enough. But then Australian government doesn't have this long-term vision that by letting them out after the training, we actually lose high-quality, highly trained workers. So the government should have this long-term vision that we're actually losing a lot of social and economic benefits by returning them. So they've already been here 4 or 5 years during their PhD or master's program, right? So after that, all government has to do is release a little bit more of the visa program.
Right, okay. So you're advocating for a reform of the visa system?
Yeah, not too drastically, but to a certain point, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because only 4% or only 17%, we're losing 83% of the workers that we trained. For example, my case too, I have PhD students in this country and my university, and actually 100% of them are international students. And I put so much effort and training for them, and by the time that they graduate, they are really useful workers for doing research, but I lose them all.
Hmm. So you're saying that we're just sort of wasting time and money doing that in a lot of cases?
Definitely. It's too much. We're losing them too much.
Something that you highlight and that is in the OECD education data is about the disparity between international students studying STEM subjects versus Australian students studying STEM subjects. Lots more international students studying STEM subjects than Australian students. So is that part of your argument for arguing why international students should be allowed to stay longer because they have skills that Australian students don't have in a lot of cases?
Exactly. Most of our international students are in the STEM area. So basically, after we train them in the STEM area as well, they all go back to their countries, basically China and India and other Southeast Asian countries. So, I mean, without them, we don't have a very high-skilled workers in the STEM area, basically.
Hmm. Are you arguing that the government should be focusing on those kinds of students and offering maybe incentives or reform to the system to get them to stay? Or are you talking more generally about international students?
Both. Actually, the article focusing on the STEM, because STEM area is the one that actually will make the country stronger in the next 5 or 10 years, more so. We have to grow and talent in the STEM area. That argument is like as old as 30 years ago, 40 years ago, right? We all hear about the STEM argument. But so in general, we have to be relaxed about the visa situation for all international students, but more so for the STEM area. Yes.
Okay. One thing that will no doubt come out if the government did even think about pursuing policy reform in this area is that there will be some people who would no doubt be fearful about international students being allowed to stay longer and work, you know, wheel out the argument of stealing Australian jobs. How do you think that we should deal with issues like that?
Okay, so Australians are not interested in going for STEM, going for a doctorate degree on STEM, right? So if we don't want to do it, and other people want to do it, and we train them, right, then we need to keep them, right? Yeah, so basically, they are filling the jobs that the Australians are not interested in, basically. And the public should know that fact as a fact, and it is a fact.
It's Associate Professor Jihoon Lee from the School of Education at the University of New South Wales speaking to me earlier.